Hello, everyone, and welcome to my show, Your Inner Thoughts, here at VBS Radio. I'll be your host for the next hour. My name is Michael Goger. I'll be doing nonstop psychic, free psychic readings, nonstop. We got a toll-free number for the U.S. It's 1-877-876-5227. Anywhere else in the world, call direct 1-530-876-3222. And remember, I'm here three nights a week, every Sunday, Wednesday, and Thursday, midnight Eastern Standard Time, nonstop free psychic readings. I have a caller on the line, so I'll go right to the caller. Hi, how you doing?
Well, how are you today? Tonight, should I say?
I'm doing fantastic. What's your first name?
Andrita.
Angina?
Andrita.
Andrita?
Yes.
Nice name.
Thank you.
Where are you calling from, Angina?
Cleveland, Ohio.
Ohio, great. Cleveland, Ohio. Okay, let's see what we got for you, Andrea. You know, I'm starting right off with a lot of spiritual stuff with you. There's a connection to maybe past life, or you're dabbling now, or studying, or into metaphysics or spiritual arts in some way. I don't know if that makes sense to you right now.
Yeah, it makes sense.
Did you say yes?
Yes.
Okay, I'm sorry. You know how to use it. You know how to use it, and you know how to create with it. And I feel like you're going to be spending the next 30 days, especially the next 30 days, creating intuitively and spiritually, and using your spiritual abilities a little more than usual. I don't know if that helps you or not, but you'll see this going on between now and the end of June.
Well, that definitely helps.
Could you speak up just a little louder?
I said that definitely helps me.
I'm having a hard time hearing you. Are you on a cordless?
Oh, no, my phone is kind of messed up. I can, that definitely helps. Is that louder?
Okay. I can barely hear you, so I'm just going to read you, okay?
Okay.
All right. So, you got what I gave you already, so, and I think you validated that it helped you in a way, or touched bases with you.
Yes.
Okay, and, now, I feel like you got a lot of opportunities coming your way. You're going to start getting some, I'm just feeling opportunities and offers. I'm being pulled to finances and business or work. I'm hearing new opportunities. I don't know if you're starting anything new now, or looking for a job, or starting a new job.
Actually, I was going to go to Hotel Street is hiring for a position tomorrow.
Oh, fantastic. Go to that. Because it's like, boom, new job. It come right at me. New beginning, new enterprises, and it's all connected to work and business and finances. Okay?
Okay.
Now, I'm feeling that you may even have a couple of options or choices. Okay.
Okay.
So, hang on for a second. See if you can, I'm the same way. I would jump right on a job. You know, if I was looking and I needed the job, I would jump right on it. But for some reason, I want to take my two offers and see if I can sleep on it. But if that's not possible, don't be afraid to decide. Go with your heart. But if you can go home and sleep on it for a night, or wait for the answer, and you can be deciding which way you're going to go while you're waiting for both of them to call you, that would be beneficial. I feel like, you know, if I can just think about the choices that I have for a day, you know, it would be easier on me and beneficial, easier decision-making.
I was on the computer looking last night when I saw this, and it was like I was put, like pulled to that for some reason. I was looking on the computer at it.
Yeah. Are you studying something or in school?
No, I'm not in school right now.
Are you a teacher or looking in the educational field?
I was thinking about going back to school, but I wasn't really sure at the time.
If you're in education, what field do you work in? Could you work in the educational field in some capacity?
I could, as far as, yeah. Teaching kids, I probably could, but I probably have to go back to school for some more to be updated or something.
Yeah, yeah. There's many other positions, too, in a college or a school, so, in your search, maybe that's where I want to go, in that direction. If it's one of your options or choices, might you want to think about it. I'm getting talent for that area. I feel like I would be good at it. And confidence is your biggest thing. Dwell on confidence. Repeat it a couple of times a day to yourself. That's what you're looking for.
Yeah, I've been working on it.
Does that connect for you? Confidence? Dwell on confidence.
Yeah, that connects. I feel it.
Yeah, dwell on it and focus on it. And I'm also getting some, I have ideas, creative ideas or some plans that maybe I've been thinking about or developing, and I'm almost hesitant. I want to get it going and get it started, and I feel like it would be successful if there was anything. And if there isn't anything now, some type of offer or an opportunity may come along between now and the end of June. I'm hearing put my ideas into practice, especially if it's connected to the creative side of myself, imagination, art. You have any art ability? I feel like you do. If you don't think you do, maybe it's something you want to explore.
I don't know if it has to do with my writing or something.
Yeah, I would see writing as art.
I'd like to write poems and not sometimes.
I see poetry and writing as an art. I would, maybe there's something you can combine with it to maybe sideline business or second type of career, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, something you might even been thinking about, a business or enterprise of some kind. Between now and the end of June, it's going to be a very active, fruitful cycle for you. A lot of changes, uplifting too. Changes for the good.
Oh.
Positive changes. Government and sales also you would do well in. So if you're just wondering what way you should go.
In the government?
Yeah, maybe state worker, government, federal worker, or something with sales, anything with sales. How long have you been out of work?
It's been about 4 months.
4 months. Did an illness or stress cause the change for you? Or?
For being out of work?
Yeah.
The job I was at, I just really didn't feel like I was supposed to be there. I wasn't appreciated, and I don't know, just...
And you just said that. Just got out of it, had enough of it.
Yeah, I got fired, but it wasn't for me because I wasn't doing what I was supposed to be doing, and then I came into work and they said I was fired. So.
Yeah. Okay. I also want to be on guard of my finances between now and the end of June. Give things a chance to start rolling in for you once the job starts.
Mm-hmm.
So between now and then, be cautious on your finances.
Okay.
Scrutinize everything. As you go into the end of June. And I'm feeling circumstances of people around me draining me, too, for some reason. is there a separation or a divorce that was?
I'm supposed to be getting divorced.
Oh, is?
Yeah, supposed to be this month. I'm not sure. I can't even. I mean, I'm supposed to get divorced, but I'm not sure what's going to be happening.
Who's this? You or your parents?
Me.
Oh, you are getting divorced. Okay. Okay. Try not to. Are you okay? How are you feeling?
I'm okay.
Yeah, you feeling good?
I'm going to the doctor tomorrow. Today, should I say?
I feel like it's maybe the stress was a little from it, too.
Yeah, I'm just like some things about my sister. I'm having some issues about her and some other stuff.
Yeah. I just feel like I've been up against it for a while. And kind of drained, so I want to start maybe taking care of myself a little. Worry about me. This is how I'm feeling.
Yeah,
take care of yourself. Worry about me. Take a walk. Go see a movie. Have some fun. And because the jobs are going to come in and you're going to get busy and then you're going to go right into the work world. So it would take the little time that you do have left and have a little fun and get out of the house. I feel like the rejuvenation and recharging my batteries. That's what I'm hearing. I want to recharge my batteries. Let's see. That's about all I can get you right now. It is going to change for the better for you, and you're probably going to have not only one, but maybe several offers, and pursue to your artistic side. There is definitely something there. Spiritual. Rely heavily on spiritual and intuitive abilities as you go into the end of June. And do some fun and recharge your batteries.
Oh, I need to, definitely.
Okay, it's definitely going to be looking up for you.
Oh, thank you so much.
Yeah, definitely going to be looking up for you, and what you need to worry about is just having a little fun, recharge your batteries, and stay on top of your finances until you get to the end of June.
Okay.
All right?
Yes.
Okay, you have a good night.
You too.
God bless. Take care.
You too.
Good luck with everything.
Thank you.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, everybody, if you ever do want to contact me in private, just email me at goingwithin_2@yahoo.com. I also have a Yahoo group that I invite everybody listening to join. Everything is free. I do several chat room shows every week. It's all announced through email. And everybody's invited to join.
Coming on air.
Okay, Don. I'll just keep talking until I hear the... There it is.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
How you doing?
do you really want to know?
I often wondered if that was a silly question I should ask.
Yeah, I tell you.
I either get, do you really want to know, or, oh yeah, you want me to tell you everything.
I guess nobody really calls in and says, I am doing absolutely 100% great.
You know. Everybody's got their own, you know what
something.
I mean?
Something, yeah. Everybody's got something.
Everybody's got something.
And, you know, I called you, I talked to you last week, and you were pretty, you know, you gave me a pretty broad span a little bit about this and, you know, career and different things, and and you were great. And I saw you also on Pal Talk. But I wanted to know if there's any way we could zero in on my main concern, because I'm having this issue. And that's my main concern, because I'm just like pulling my hair out of my head. And pretty soon I'll be bald.
All right. What is your main concern?
My ex-boyfriend, I think this Friday or tomorrow, I guess, it will be, I think, 4 weeks since we've been broken up. And when I had last talked to you last week, you had said a few weeks to a month, either we'll, I don't know if you remember if you said he'll contact me or if we'll get back, but then you said I can contact him. Well, I might have went to the extreme in that case, but I try to contact him, and I asked him to politely meet with me at a park on neutral ground, you know, to talk things out, and he seemed a little, like, quiet at first, so I thought he was going to give into it, and then at first he said he couldn't do it that day, and I said, well, what day would be good, and he says, no, you know, it's not a good idea. Then he started getting all jealous and saying all these things about, he's implying he thinks that I was dating because I had said something about that on the computer.
Listen to me. Are you a telemarketer?
No.
Wow.
I used to be in marketing.
you got to go into something where you get in the ribs, you stay right there. It's great. I'm only kidding you. Listen, I have a lot of callers. Just ask me your question, and I'll zero in on it.
Okay, I want to know.
Nice and simple. One line question. You want to know if your boyfriend's coming back.
I want to know how to handle this because I've been calling him. He won't answer my calls. I went there, and he won't even talk to me or see me. He acts like I did something wrong, and I didn't do anything. And I'm not going to carry around the guilt that I did something if I didn't.
Okay. Well, you want to get rid of him, or you want
him back? No, I want him back. I don't know how to handle it. Like, I don't know how to connect with him. I want to know, like, when will he pick up the phone, or is he doing this to other people, too? Is he just shut down? Like, you know, I think he's screening his calls, but, I mean, I can't be sure. And then, you know, I don't know what to do. Like I said, I went over there, and I gave him a note, and I thought that would help. And then, you know, he was going hunting, and then, you know, he didn't want to see me anyway, and it was just, it's just a mess. I don't know what to do to get through.
You know what I would do?
What?
Start a new life. Just let it go.
I don't want to start a new life. I'm living my life, but I don't want to, you know.
By that I mean just after you hang up, say to the universe, I'm open and prepared and ready to receive.
Yeah, but I want him back. I want to know how to go on a direct route to get him back.
The best route to get him back is stop worrying about it. And I always tell people, don't chase love, because I've been doing this for a long time. And I have found in my research that the minute people start chasing love, it almost shows up on their doorstep. And it's—I know it's hard to believe and hard to understand. But
do you still see him contacting me in a few weeks or a month, or like how long would it take if I just let him be? He's still obviously holding some kind of anger that I did something I didn't do. So.
I got a feeling.
This is in his imagination, though.
I got a feeling that, I know you want to hear he's coming back and when, but I just got a feeling that...
Yeah, he told me last week it was 2 weeks to a month.
Well, it's a rough one with this. This is a rough one. I would still lean in that direction, but you're talking another 3 weeks, and it sounds like you can't even wait a day.
Yeah, I know.
You're going to have to...
You mean he will... I mean, it's just a matter of me waiting. He will make himself known when he's ready to talk?
Well, it's rough.
I would assume that he's not ready to talk.
He will, but I think he's going to stay undecided.
For a bit more?
I just think it's going to be an issue with him. I'm getting, he's being pulled, and does he have exes, or...
Nothing like that,
that you know?
I've been with him for 3 years. Okay. I'll be going back pretty darn far.
You know, I'm going to lean towards him opening up and contacting you. Whether it's going to be the soulmate or the romance of a lifetime, I can't go there at this time. He is too undecided.
Is that why he won't speak to me?
I think he's got a lot going on. He's got ideas or plans. Does he talk about going away or school or military or...
Nothing like that.
Anything at all. It's just, I feel like, what about education?
He did mention that once.
Yeah. I just don't think he's ready for a commitment. This is how I'm feeling. But the friendship would be there if you would allow it to go in that direction. And I think that would be your best
approach. But you know what gets me is I didn't do it. I guess I did it in an insincere way. I did it in a more, what's the word I'm looking for? I guess looking more for a reaction. But I had said, like, well, I'm going to, on a computer, I had left him a message when he wasn't on there. And I just said, well, I said, I'm going to go on, you know, move on then. I said, apparently you want me to date. I just pretended like I was going to do it. And I wouldn't be ready for that yet anyway. But I'm just saying, I told him that. And then when I talked to him, he like freaked out. He's like, well, how long have you been looking for somebody? And, oh, did your date not work out? That's why you're calling me? Like discrediting himself and what we had and.
Well, listen, just,
Well, which way to do? I mean, I could write him another email and say the same thing, but he'll freak out.
I would, in a roundabout way, give it a day or two, in a roundabout way, just let him know you're there and if he wants to talk, and then just say okay and then hang up. That's all he wants. And be about yourself.
I mean, I left him a message yesterday.
Yeah.
Basically what you said, just very brief, you know.
Yeah, I hear you. But I am leaning towards, listen, I'm leaning towards him reconnecting.
And, in 3 weeks, about, you think?
Yeah, and if I was you,
okay.
Number one, I'm hearing
play hard to get.
Do not lose your temper, because I feel like some situations will come along within the next 30 days where you're going to lose your temper and it might backfire on you. Remember that.
Like, what do you mean by that specifically?
Well, if anybody's pushing you over the edge, count to 10, especially between now and the end of the month, and. Give him time to reconnect, and then I would allow it to develop in the direction it's supposed to go in. If you try to force it, I don't think it's going to go your way.
So you think when he's ready, he'll connect with me and he'll...
Yeah.
Is he gonna ask to meet me and talk, or come out and meet me and talk at that point?
Probably he's going to... Well, that's going to be the next step. He's going to probably contact you and probably want to talk with you. And
Not just like, hi, what's up, and how are you, and nothing
like
that.
Well, if it goes in that direction, allow it to go in that direction.
Really?
You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Yeah, if you try to force anything in this, it's going to backfire and work the opposite on you.
So don't force it.
Yeah, just
so you think
allow it.
So you think 3 weeks?
Hi, how you doing? If so you want to go to a movie, sure, let's go, that type of thing. Don't right away the love and the romance and commitment.
So don't go jump back right into her, the hot water.
No. Remember something. Everybody is who they are and where they're supposed to be exactly at every second.
And everybody's timing is always different, it seems. Even men and women in relationships, their timings are always different.
Yeah.
I was just saw something on TV before, and it was just showing that, and the woman's like, well, I'm out of here if you don't give me... And this is two real couples. They were like, she's like, I'm leaving if you don't give me a commitment. And he's like, but I'm not ready. I love you, but I'm not ready. And she's crying, and I'm like, I guess I'm not the only one that goes through.
No.
So I guess men are never as ready as women are.
Well, listen, I hate to cut you short. I know I got a lot of callers, and I'm going to keep on going to my calls.
But you think it'll be okay if he connects with me? You think then he has it, you know, he has himself more together?
Let it flow naturally and be your sweet and charming self.
And until then, you think I should just ignore him? No email, no more phone calls, nothing?
Well, you sent him a message, so see if he responds. And hopefully he will. If not, it'll be one of the few times that I'm wrong.
I mean, you don't think I should? You know, I didn't leave a message. I didn't say call me or anything. I just kind of just said I was just wondering how your hunting went. I'm just calling to see how you are, and that was it. I didn't say call me back.
All right. You have a good night and good luck with everything. Keep
us
posted.
Thank you.
All righty. Take care. Good
you
luck.
You too.
Tell your friends about us. Okay, everybody. If you'd like to call for a free psychic reading, in the U.S. it's toll-free, 1-877-876-5227. And if you would like to contact me in private, it's goingwithin_2@yahoo.com. And I do have a Yahoo group, and I do shows and Pal Talk and Yahoo Chat, and join the group and catch the free shows and chat rooms. And if you'd like to take a moment, drop a comment to BBS Radio. The email is contact@blogginservice.com. Let them know what you want to hear. Let them know what you enjoy. Let them know what could make it better for the listener. Easier for the listener. Anything you want to say, send it to them. Anything about me, I love validations and comments on what I'm doing. Please send them in when they get posted for the whole world to see. I'm here three nights a week, Sunday, Wednesday and Thursday. Every Sunday, Wednesday, and Thursday, midnight, Eastern Standard Time. And if you are a Yahoo group member of mine, I've been operating out of Yahoo Chat and Yahoo Messenger for, 10 years. And due to this, I need a bigger room, and we need a little more control in the chat room. So I am slowly switching to Pal Talk. So if you are a follower from Yahoo and you enjoy what I'm doing, or a group member, download the Pal Talk program, and it comes with its own messenger. And they did a lot of upgrades and a lot of improvements, and I felt great. I did one show there already, and it was fantastic. Everybody enjoyed it. I felt good in there, very comfortable. And I'll have a lot of helpers on hand to help people get in, get their ears on, understand what's happening in the chat room and what I'm doing, and give you the links that you need to get in touch with me. It's a fantastic group. We got like 1,200 beautiful people in there. We have a ball. Every time we get together, we have a ball. So, and if you would like to find the group, just email me and I'll send you. And the Addy is on my bio page here at BBS Radio. All my links right on the bio page. And there's also past show archives that you can go to and listen to anytime you feel like listening to the show. And if you get a reading and it's being recorded, how cool would that be to go there and you can probably download it and burn it yourself, the actual show where you're being read. It's a fantastic service that BBS provides here for the host and the listeners. And if you have any connections in radio, AM and FM, satellite, send them the link to my archive page and ask them to listen to it. Say, listen to this guy. You could really enjoy it. And give them a little description of what it's all about. There could be 1,000 people out there sending these PBS archives to AM, FM, and satellite radio stations. Let the world hear us. We can get out there, AM and FM. You can hear it in the car. You can hear it in your home anytime you want. It would even enable me to do this all day long. I only get a couple of hot hours a day to do what I enjoy doing. I love doing this. I've been doing it free for 10 years. Everything in the Yahoo group, all the readings in the Yahoo group are free, and it's been that way for 10 years. And let the world hear it on AM and FM satellite. All it takes is a few emails from everybody listening. So think about it. If you can, send it for me. A lot of hands make light work. Okay, everybody, if you would like to call in for a
reason. You got it going?
Okay, Don, great. Thank you. Caller.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Welcome to the show.
Well, okay.
How are you enjoying the show? Is it okay?
Yeah.
Yeah. Are you a regular listener?
Usually not at all.
What'd you say? Once in a while?
Usually I'm not around.
Oh, okay. Usually you're not home.
Yeah.
Okay. What's your first name? Where are you calling from?
Pam, Minnesota.
Minnesota.
Yeah.
Great. And your name is Pam?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm glad you called, Pam. Welcome to my show.
Okay.
Okay. You heard me read, so I'm just going to jump into your reading. Pam, I'm getting a... improvements in health. If there's been anybody that's been sick around you, or if you've been ill,
me.
You have been ill.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm hearing improvements, and recovery or at least improvement. So you do have this to look forward to between now and the end of June.
Okay.
I'm also feeling that you know, I want to pay attention to my friends. I feel like my friends are important to me, or they will be. I'm getting comforted from my friends, or a special couple of friends, and I can look forward to it between now and the end of June. So be open to your friends and pay attention to them. I think they're going to be above and beyond what they normally are. I'm getting a marked improvement in strength, energy, and in health.
Okay.
Now I'm getting wedding imagery, so I don't know if you or somebody close to you is getting married or engaged or something.
My nephew.
Okay. And I feel like maybe you'll be a part of it, or you'll go, or you're going to be exposed to it. And it's going to be a lot of fun. It's going to be. If you do go to it, by all means go, because it'll be energizing and happy. I'm also getting new baby imagery too. There may even be a new baby talked about or planned or recently or coming up between now and the end of June. So write that down.
How about July?
How about when?
July.
July? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
My boyfriend's oldest is having a baby.
Who is?
My boyfriend's oldest.
Oh, okay. Okay. I just feel like I'll be exposed to it, or, you know, it'll be close to me, or I'll talk about it here and see it, you know. I'm getting a lot of... Are you a teacher or was a teacher? I'm getting, for some reason, it looks like it's education night here.
No.
Did you ever work with children, or you do work with children?
No.
No?
No.
No, not at all, huh? Interesting. No daycare or anything that would look like or resemble guiding children? Or nothing like that.
No, I used to babysit two kids.
No, this is almost like a teacher type working, I'm feeling the field, child care or teaching. No, I could be misinterpreting it. Unless
I
you got
can't work.
How was that?
I can't work.
Oh, you can't work. I was gonna say that. That was gonna be the next thing that I was going to ask you if you were disabled or couldn't work, and if you were a stay at home. You know?
Okay.
Can
I ask you a quick question?
Sure.
I just moved to my new apartment.
Okay.
Is this going to be better than where I was?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Fantastic. How do you feel about it?
I love it over here.
Yes, it's fantastic. It's and there's something, I think the health improvement will be part of where you just moved. It's either you like it so much and it's so energizing that it helps heal, or the energy and the feng shui of the place is very healing. So I'm feeling very happy about where you're living right now.
Okay.
And the changes that you just went through, they were all positive and good for you. I'm getting good news for business, but I'm going to a child. I don't know if you have children or.
I have a kid.
You have are they looking for work or starting a business or something?
I don't know. I don't have contact.
Okay. What about you? Are you doing anything in the home or on the side, or are you thinking about it? Or
I'm doing like sand art.
I'm hearing good news about something that I'm doing on the side, and it could be business or art. What did you say it was?
Sand art.
Sand art?
Yeah.
Huh. Interesting. Were you going to head to a business with it, or what?
No.
No, it's just something you do on the side.
Something to keep me occupied.
Yeah, something to keep you occupied. Huh.
Besides all the pets.
Yeah. This is something with business or insurance or money. I'm hearing good news for you.
Insurance or money?
Yeah, something with money or finances. I don't know if it's a loan or a raise or...
Well, what about a check I just got?
Yeah. This will be between now and the end of June, so maybe you got something good coming money-wise and financially, so that's what I'm feeling anyway. Like some insurance comes through, or a raise, or an increase of some kind. So that's a good thing. You write it down and just remember it.
Mm-hmm.
And if you have to sign something or agree to something between now and the end of June, have somebody look it over with you. Okay? Does that make sense?
You know, mm-hmm.
If you understand that? Okay, between now and the end of June, just understand everything that you get into, or anybody that wants a commitment or anything that needs to be signed. You want to make sure that everything is the way it's supposed to be, and you understand what it is you're agreeing to.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And
this self-improvement, would that have anything to do with I'm off of almost every one of my meds?
What they're showing me is if there is an illness involved in the person that I'm reading, or close to them, or affecting them in any way, that there is an energy cycle of strength and energy and healing coming to them. I feel like you're either getting ready to go into it, or you've been into it recently. So you're right on top of it. So, and I'm feeling it, to be honest with you, I'm feeling it to be you. I feel like you're going to feel stronger and more inspired, and you're going to have more energy. And my lungs are bothering me, and I feel like something with the chest is going to get better too. I don't know if that makes sense to you.
Could that be because I'm all broke out?
You're all broke out?
On my chest.
Mm. Is that part of your illness, or?
I don't know.
Good day. Not sure. How long have you been ill? All your life, or?
Yep.
Okay. It could be the rash clearing, or if you've been low on energy lately, or just haven't been feeling right. I feel like that's what's going to happen. That's going to be corrected.
Oh.
Okay. Does that help you any?
Uh-huh.
Okay. And I'll leave you with that.
Can I ask you a quick question?
Yeah.
Am I ever going to get engaged?
I feel you will, but I don't think it's between now and the end of June.
Is it with who I'm with now?
What's that?
Is it with who I am with now?
You know, I want to say yes, but then I feel there is issues also. And
between me and him?
Yeah. How is your relationship with him now? Is it okay?
Well, we get along better than we've ever had. The only thing is his drinking.
Okay. How long you been together?
4 years.
4 years. Okay. You know, I'm feeling it to be him, and I do feel that your relationship is going to be becoming more committed. I'm leaning towards an engagement with this.
Mm-hmm.
I am.
Is he ever going to quit drinking?
I knew it was turbulence. Why'd you act so shocked when I asked you that? That's what I'm worried about, and I mentioned it a few minutes ago that there's going to be issues, and I think that's one of the things that's delaying it, number one. And number two, if it was to be right away, you would have to deal with this, and I don't think you should, really.
No, I'm not.
Right. So,
I will say I haven't made with him because he doesn't have issues with me talking to my ex-husband or being around him.
I would give this time and let it unfold naturally. Okay? Just keep going the way you're going. And keep going the way you're going for now. And let him deal with his issues, because I feel like he's going to work his stuff out on his own.
He is in treatment.
Oh, good. Because I'm feeling like he is going to work it out, but it's not easy.
No.
And there are relapses and other things involved. And so the engagement and the wedding, you don't need to worry about right now. Dream about it and visualize it, yes, but don't worry about it. Let him sort his issues out.
Uh-huh.
And then as time goes on, then... But I am leaning towards... I gotta say what I'm hearing, and I'm leaning towards you and him becoming more committed.
Yeah, we are pretty well
committed.
When he's around, he just got back today.
Yeah.
And when he is around, I'm over at his place just about all the time.
Right. Right. But I would definitely let him deal with his stuff first.
Well, I don't push him.
Okay. And like I said, I am leaning towards you and him being together. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Do you have a young person in spirit? I just wanted to ask you real quick.
How young?
I feel like it passed when it was young and child, or I'm feeling just child. Was there a younger relative that went over, or that you can think of, or a relative, or
my dad?
When he was a child? No.
No, he was like 38.
Interesting. No, this is like a childlike entity. For some reason, it's just impressing upon me that it's there and it's connected to you.
Really, the only one I can think of is I know a friend of mine had a miscarriage.
Mm. It would depend on how deeply you were affected by it and how close you were.
Oh.
Or if she would, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. But other than that, I...
Okay. All right. Anyway, it looks good health-wise, energy, strength, and inspiration, and stay strong. Good luck with everything.
Yep.
Okay? God bless.
Yep.
Tell your friends about us.
Oh, I already told her.
Tell all your friends.
I only have a couple.
Oh, come on.
No, I only have a couple I talk to.
Yeah?
Can I ask you about her? She's really close to me.
Okay. Alrighty. You sound like a sweetheart. You have a good night, and thank you for calling.
Can I ask you about my friend?
Let me see if I can get another caller in. And we'll be talking again. You can call back. I'm here 3 nights a week.
Okay.
Or have your friend call me, okay?
Well, I'm just very concerned about it right now, but that's okay.
Okay, what is it? You got me. You knew how to get me.
No, I am. I'm really concerned.
No.
She spends a lot of time crying.
What's that?
She spends a lot of time crying and blaming herself on some stuff.
Okay, now when I started reading you tonight, I said pay attention to your friends.
Right.
Stay very alert to your friends. Stay very open to your friends. And this healing cycle that you're going into, that's going to be around you, is also going to your friend. She is also going to be uplifted and inspired. Can you understand that and feel it? I believe that that's exactly what's going to happen. Both of you are just going to start feeling better, and I feel like it's going to be soon.
Yeah, we're really close.
Yep. And trust me, another week, and I feel like her and you will be feeling much better.
Okay.
And I knew you were going to ask me about a friend that was feeling down. And
She spent a lot of time, and she blames herself on a lot of stuff.
Yep. Just be there for her and give her a hug, and she's going to be pulling out of it real soon.
Okay? Yep.
All right. God bless. Have a good night.
Goodbye.
All right. Okay, Don, if there's another caller, I'll jump right into it. If not, I'll yak and say goodnight. Caller?
Yes.
Hi.
Hi, Michael. How are you? This is Gail from Chicago.
Hi, Gail. Good. I'm glad you caught the show.
So am I.
And you got through.
I know. I'm so happy.
Yes, and Chicago, the Windy City.
The Windy City. It's very nice here today, though.
Good.
I must say. Yes.
It was like jungle weather here in New York, upstate New York. Oh, God, it was so muggy and hot. And, well, you know the feeling.
Yeah, that's not my favorite weather, but...
Me either. Okay, Gail. Thank you for calling, and let's see what we're getting in here.
Thank you.
Whew, my head is spinning. You're making my head spin. I feel like there's a lot going on.
Yes, there is.
And I feel like I need some information. I'm worried, and it's up and down. And
that's right.
Now, I'm also feeling like, number one, you or people involved are going to be in the right place at the right time, and a lucky break or a good connection is going to be made.
Wonderful.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And I am feeling it's a turn for the better.
Good.
But there's also somebody leaving, I feel, or...
Somebody leaving.
Or separating, or...
Could that have already happened?
Hmm. Well, yeah. Recently.
Okay.
Still being affected by it.
Okay.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Was this your husband? Did he have the ghost? Okay. I can... I do, Gail, I do so many readings.
I know.
That I recognize the voice and the name, but then, and pieces of past readings. So.
Right.
So bear with me. I don't want you thinking that I...
Oh, no. I understand completely.
Okay. Because I'm feeling like my heart was tugged at, and part of my heart went with it.
Yep.
And it's very, almost like a mourning, I feel, but... I feel like it's going to be okay.
Yeah.
I feel like it's going to get adjusted and balanced, and everybody's going to be okay. It's just the emotions and the feelings that go with it.
Yes.
And, Is there anything in particular that you needed to know or was really worried about other than what's going on around you? Because
I wanted to know if there's a possibility of an early release.
I would say so. There's going to be several different things that can help, I'm feeling.
Okay.
And they might come apparent later on down the road.
Yeah.
And things that may be earned or things that may be applied for.
Okay, yeah.
And I'm feeling that there is a support system, people outside or not connected, doing things to help this come about also.
Okay.
Like
an advocacy group or something?
Yeah, and family and friends and, you know,
nothing legal, though. Will the truth ever come out legally? I mean, will he be exonerated?
That's a tough one.
Yeah.
That's a tough one.
Yeah. Yeah. Because he gave up his right to appeal because they threatened more time if he did,
mm-hmm.
even though there's evidence to prove he's innocent.
Yeah, that's why I'm having a hard time with this. You know what I'm getting? I'm getting what they're showing me is, you ever see a hamster on a spinning wheel
right.
and it's running around in circles? And,
yeah.
And I'm going past doors and lawyers and courthouses and this and that.
Yeah.
And I just feel like it's a spinning machine type thing going on here.
Yeah.
But I am getting, making good connections. I am getting some lucky breaks.
Good.
I am getting ears, sympathetic ears.
Good.
And I am getting adjusted and balanced. Now,
okay.
these are a lot of good things here going on for you.
How about financially? They just put a lien on all our assets.
Yes.
That's a tough one.
Wow.
Yeah.
I think, you know, I'm hearing a, you know, this lucky break or this connection is very helpful to me.
Good. Good.
Very, very helpful to me.
Good.
It's almost like, wow, you know,
like it's about time, that kind of thing?
Yeah, like some money comes through or
okay.
somebody pulls some strings and things are, I'm going to be in the right place at the right, I keep hearing I'm going to be in the right place at the right time.
Like maybe some of my prayers might pay off.
Yeah, or already established friends and family and.
Yeah.
Co-workers.
We've had great support. We're very blessed that way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a lot of growth coming out of this.
Oh, good.
Yeah, growth and all the way around. Everybody involved has been affected and changed. And in the long run,
it's
going to be a lot tougher. And things have been opened up within everybody that's involved.
Oh, good.
You know, well, I wish I could tell you more.
No, it's been a long time, and you've told me a lot along the way. I've had a couple of private readings with you, and you've been wonderful
good.
And excellent. So if you tell me, you know, things are going to be okay, then I know they're going to be okay.
Yeah.
I really appreciate it.
Yeah, and it's going to be a focus point, this thing, your husband, what he's going through.
Yeah.
It's always going to, I mean, for the... The experience is going to be there, and the balance and everything that I'm feeling is a positive.
You know, Michael, the media has been after him for an interview. They even want to go up to where he is to interview him. He's resisted because he's afraid the feds will make his life miserable.
Mm-hmm.
Should he do that? That's a tough one.
I am getting him. I'm wondering if it's the lucky break, but boy, is this? Has anybody contacted you?
Yes.
I'm getting.
Yes.
Was
all
it
along the way, but.
Okay. Was it a male? Was one of them a male?
Yes.
Okay. Was he talking money at all, or?
No, he's just talking about exposing the system.
Hmm.
Because everyone knows that my husband was railroaded. Everyone knows it.
Yeah, I want to talk to my husband more. I'm hearing.
Okay.
I would have several discussions about this.
Okay.
With him.
Okay.
And in the meantime, just listen to what's on the table for now. And,
okay.
And I would make it. You know, let's see.
I don't want to make it worse for him than it is.
Yeah, and it's kind of touchy there, and he would be the ultimate decision, really.
Yeah.
But I'm feeling that to make a decision at this time may not be the right thing to do.
Okay.
But I would want to talk with him.
Okay.
And confer with him, and maybe the two of you's talking to this guy off the record first with your concerns.
Okay.
Because I feel like there should be some negotiation behind the scenes before this even ever thought about becoming public, you know what I mean?
Okay, yeah,
so,
I do.
So if it could be approached like that, you know, it's going to be a while before a decision's made anyway.
Okay,
I
kind of figured that.
But I wouldn't throw it completely away because I am getting connections being made and lucky breaks and changes that are connected to your husband, how he's handling things and how his life is and things being changed there for him, but in a positive way. So.
Oh, good.
So,
good. He could use some of that.
Yeah, and then, like I said, there may be something he's eligible for or apply for. There's going to be breaks, and there's going to be goodness coming to it.
Good, good.
Okay.
Now I can get a good night's sleep.
Yes.
Thank you, Michael, once again.
God bless.
You're wonderful.
And listen, it's
going to,
regardless of what happens, you know what you're going through, it's turbulent.
Yeah,
And it's always going to be there in the background.
I know.
You know that.
I know that.
So whatever blessings come your way.
I embrace them.
Embrace them. And one thing, never let any setbacks devastate you because you'll get through them.
Thank you.
I'm also hearing any setbacks will be worked through.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, Michael.
Okay, Gail.
Take care of that new grandbaby.
I'm gonna. I love my grandchildren.
I know you do, and they're beautiful.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Thank you, Michael.
All right, I'll talk to you soon.
Thank you.
Night. All right.
Bye.
Okay, everybody. Thank you for letting me be in your lives for the last hour. I enjoyed it. I love doing it. Can't wait to do it again. I'll be here Sunday night, midnight, Eastern Standard Time. Three nights a week, Wednesdays, Thursdays, and Sundays, midnight, Eastern Standard Time. And if you would like to contact me in private, my email is goingwithin_2@yahoo.com. Good night, everybody, and God bless.
You have been listening to BBS Radio, a blogandservice.com production and a service to others endeavor. Thank you very much for tuning into our radio program, and we wish you much peace and joy on your journey.